Blood Music.
Welcome to another edition of Mad Minds with Maul and G.
It's your boy Maul.
It's your boy G.
What's going on, man?
A whole lot.
Let's talk about it.
Famous Dex.
Woo! Where to start? Where we gonna start at that?
Drugs.
Lots of it. And I don't mean to be like, you know, the asshole of the situation, but I think it's pretty sad of what I saw as of lately. I know you will agree, but
if y'all don't know what we talking about, it's a picture floating on social media, man, and he high out his mind, man. He looking like he needs some help.
So bad.
The kid needs some help, man, and he just a profit machine, I guess, for the label, because the way he looking, man, it's sad.
And
he needs a intervention.
And we can obviously tell the labels ain't doing nothing at all. And I'm pretty sure they probably just adding fuel to the fire.
No disrespect, but do he sell any music or anything?
I doubt it.
Because I don't ever really, you know, I see who all be hot. I don't ever really see his face out there.
I never really been into him, but I don't think so.
But I just think it's sad, you know what I'm saying, what's going on with his situation.
What is his situation? What is going on with him? Because from the looks of things, it must be bad.
Maybe he got some kind of emotional roller coaster he on. I think he lost his mom like a little while ago or something like that. I don't know, man, but somebody need to reach out. Somebody in his circle, out his circle, or something. Hell, if I knew him, I'd reach out.
Definitely.
That shit is sad.
And, you know, there's a lot of people making fun of it, too.
We keep losing the youth, man. And it's not only the gun violence. It's the shit like this.
Drugs.
Yeah, but this the shit that don't get talked about unless they celebrities. You know what I mean?
It reminds me of the 80s in a sense of, you know, what's going on with the black community as far as these drugs. Mm-hmm. It's just a different drug of choice. You know what I'm saying? But, bruh, that was bad.
They about to bring them Quaaludes and shit back.
I hope not. It's going to be a different lot of folks.
That's what it looked like Dex on. Some kind of damn Quaaludes.
He looked spaced out of this galaxy. Going on in the universe. But, where you think that come from? You think it's a such thing as drug culture?
Oh yeah, definitely in the music.
Rap game?
Yeah. I mean, today, yesterday, and before that.
Yeah.
Country music, R&B music. So, I mean, it don't even matter. Whatever kind of music. You know what I mean? Like, they feed artists drugs. They feed them drugs. You know, because they have to go on these runs. They have to do 3-4 radio appearances in a state in a day. Not to mention the nightclub appearances. I mean, they ain't getting no rest. They feed them drugs. Keep them up. Keep them going. They got to keep that money rolling in, man. That's what it's about.
It's all
and
about
when you sign to labels, you don't have no control over that.
You basically, they
slave. But if you're independent, exactly. If you're independent, you got all that control. But, you know, hey.
How much blame would you put on a rapper compared to a label as far as when it comes to drug use like this? Because I don't really know where this gray area is. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to put it 50-50. You as the rapper, as the artist, you know what you should and what you shouldn't be doing.
Right.
Nobody needs to, you know what I'm saying, tell you that. The label know what you should and you shouldn't be doing. So if you accepting them filling you up with these drugs, you know what I'm saying, you are part of the blame too. So is the label for giving it to you. So they both share equal to me.
But you know who else I'll point some blame to?
Who that?
That circle around them.
Oh, definitely. Because they gonna keep quiet.
You know.
But you doing the wrong thing. You keeping quiet thinking, okay, I'm gonna let Maul be happy. He snorting all this powder and I ain't gonna say nothing because he gonna get mad. But he's gonna kill the bag. Maul is gonna kill the bag if you keep letting him snort all this damn powder.
And himself.
Why you wanna? Exactly. So if you step in and have an intervention, you can keep the bag rolling. Who gives a fuck if he get mad?
I don't think we paid enough attention to artist entourages, because I truly believe
we don't.
That the niggas that the people that got around them are more important who the people they working for. Mm-hmm. And I say that because 9 times out of 10, the people that got around them are the people they came up with.
Yeah.
So obviously they didn't have the homeboy best interest at heart. Cause bro, if my dude got on and was popping and that crap started happening, boy, you best believe I'd be like, hey man, you got too much riding on this to be doing what you're doing right now. You just slow down, brother. I would not let you do that. And you don't see that because they doing stuff with them.
Man, you know, you know me. That's exactly how I would be.
I would get slapped. You would hurt me if I did that.
Man, I'm how can you just sit back, whether you the manager, whether you the producer, whether you the beat maker, whether you the homeboy, whether you the engineer, if y'all all eating off of this situation, how y'all just sit back and let the situation just wither away like that?
And then when they dry up, what they got to say, they could be all sad. But it's like, man, I think that all these rappers' entourages that be saying it's going down and they just let it happen, they really never been down from the start. I really question what their intentions are.
Maybe his music situation isn't progressing like he think it should be. You know what I'm saying? Especially right now with COVID and all that. Not being able to really do packed shows and shit like that. And, you know, you got to be on a certain level right now to be trying to eat a good bag, out a good bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah, if you ain't doing no shows, well, if they got to rely on shows as their primary source of money.
Yeah.
And they ain't big, they ain't no A-lister, they definitely not eating. But, man.
It's, they had a, did you happen to see the E-42 short verses?
No, I didn't. And I forgot about it. I did see, but I didn't watch it. I
watched it, and I really, really enjoyed it. I thought it was well put together. To me, in my own personal opinion, I think that was the best one yet, just based on what verses should be about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To me.
I'm definitely going to have to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Because some things are in the
man, I didn't know. Okay, I watched it on YouTube, but I didn't watch it live. I watched it afterwards. And I didn't know this. Maybe this is a hustle that they got. I didn't know they had this hustle. I watched it from some lady, and she was like, she had the screen split with them and her, and she was saying, you know, Cash App, the Cash App is in the description and all that. Hit me up. So as I'm listening to it, about an hour in, I noticed that this lady keeps saying, appreciate so-and-so that $50 Cash App. Appreciate so-and-so for that $100 max donation. Appreciate so-and-so for that $50. I said, hold up.
What they donate to?
The next verses, Mad Minds will have a split screen and the description will be below. Man.
Going down in the...
Man, listen. She racked up on that shit. Yeah.
Man.
I'm telling you, like an hour in, I had realized. I said... Damn.
And folks are really sending that money.
Yeah. She had the Cash App information up there, and all you had to do was send. They were sending, somebody sent a dollar. And she was thanking everybody. Thank you for that dollar. Thank you so and so for that $5. I'm like, hold on.
How does she look? I gotta ask a question.
She looked like a DJ. She looked like she was a DJ. That's what she looked like. She had a headphone. She had all the gear, you know what I mean? She's like she was a DJ. But I just typed in, you know, the versus battle. Her shit was the first thing pulled up. Oh. But she was saying, get the fuck off my page if you ain't donating.
Wow.
She was saying that.
So she was about
but I stayed
dollar.
On. I didn't get called out. But yeah, that's man, crazy. I respect the hustle, but I didn't know they do it like that, man. They got so many different hustles, man, with this internet shit, man. And it's a good thing. It's a good thing to me. It's what you do with it. You feel what I'm saying?
And guess what? It's really just getting started. When you think about it, it's only going to get, like, the whole revenue of getting money is going to change.
Truth be told, to
the internet.
That's one of the main reasons why the blacks that you know and I know and all the other blacks know, why they wanted to keep Cheeto in office, because they were scamming real good on the internet with them loans and them grants and all that stuff with him in power. So that's why they wanted to keep him. They was scamming good.
You know why? Because they done seen good. All his homeboys.
I've seen a lot of my people come up.
All his homeboys were coming up while he was in office. A lot of them got locked up. He was on some real...
The internet, man. You can get paid off of the internet. You can do some shit.
And it's getting easier and easier to get it, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
It's getting easier and easier to get the money.
Oh, hell yeah. They laying low waiting on this next package to get passed.
Yeah. You had little kids advertising toys making like $3 million a year.
That's what I be wanting to know. You know, like I said, I found the chick on YouTube, right? I've seen where they got kids on YouTube worth 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 and 10 million. Yeah. Just doing videos on just nothing. You know what I mean?
A like, little boy reviews toys. He gets paid millions every year.
Yeah. Like, how?
Crazy. He's like 5 years old.
Why didn't they have that when I was five?
I don't know, man.
I would have been reviewing the hell out of some toys.
I got a question, though.
Mm-hmm.
As we're talking about this new revenue opportunity, do you think this will be the time where the black community capitalizes on it in a strong way?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And start to build wealth.
Yeah.
And control things.
Yep.
I think it is, too. I think there's a lot of people doing it the right way and for the right reasons, and you got other folks just doing it.
Yeah. Hopefully the ones that's just doing it doing something with the just doings.
Yeah.
Don't just be bullshitting and get caught up.
Yeah, don't be snitching on yourself. But
exactly.
We gonna come a long way.
I need all my people to stay off Facebook showing your earnings.
Yeah, don't do that.
Stay off of there. We're proud of you. We're very, very proud of you with your money, phones, and all that. But just stay off of there with all your information. Nobody has to know.
You know what I don't understand about that? And I asked that earlier this week. What's the point of the money phone? But you know, they
stop won't. Quoting these rap lines. That shit lame as fuck. But go ahead.
That's true. But check it out. The people in the world, people in America who got the real money, you don't see them doing it. But these are the folks who they shining out and all that, you know, all that crazy stuff. You don't see them doing it themselves. So I'm just trying to figure out, what's the point? You want to be a walking target?
Could you imagine Jeff Bezos with a money phone?
Bruh, there'll be a money plane. a money tower.
I'm talking about just sitting back there with all this, not all his, but with a lot of cash just stacked up behind him.
To his ear. I don't know, man. I think that it's I want a flex thing, but also, man, I don't see how they don't understand that it's dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
Cause certain people, they gonna look at that and be like, that's a lit right there.
Yeah.
Oh, I know him. I know somebody that know him.
That's just like, I remember when they used to be like, they seen this rapper and that rapper out in the public and they didn't have on their chains or whatever.
Yeah.
But why should you? You know what I'm saying? Rapping is just a career, it's entertainment. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't be walking out with $1 million worth of jewelry on, looking like a lick.
But you
why
know
you
what?
Wanna that's walk around
that,
like
yeah,
that?
That's it. They don't have it because of what you saying right there. Why? See, that's exactly why I don't got it done.
Why?
You brought it up.
Why would you? And they still like that today. They see rappers and they be like, oh, he's scared red rapper, this, that, and the third. And you be like, why? They say, oh, this nigga ain't have on none of his jewelry. Why should he?
Why should I?
He over there in the bluff shooting a video. Shout out to the bluff. But you know what I mean? Why should he go over there with all his shit like that?
But ain't there other ways to show that you got it?
Yeah.
Like more powerful ways?
Yeah.
Like if you show me a deed, you know, that you own property, I think that would be a big flex.
They had a group of blacks that got together and put their funds together. And in some part of Georgia, they bought
a town.
Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah. It's beautiful.
I wonder how it's coming along. You know what I mean?
And it was so crazy about that. I saw that it was available. It was months before they actually did it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, let's put our funds together. And then months later, they actually did it.
If we did more of that and start creating these communities and doing,
problems.
Living the way we know we should be living.
Exactly.
Be amazing, man.
But it's all about perspective, right? Because, you know, it's going to take a lot of them people a long time to realize what's important.
Yeah.
So you can't force them to do it. They're going to do what they want to. for the people that know what's going on, it's definitely time to get together and start doing that.
Oh yeah.
It's just American way. We Americans, right?
That's what they say we are.
Or African Americans.
Yes. That's it. That's it. You gotta wear that correct title now.
African American.
African American.
Not American.
Not
Africans.
American. Yeah.
African Americans. The word is just very important, my brother.
They said we're gonna let you come over here. We'll lend you a name. We'll lend it to you.
Home of the Braves. Land of the. We'll see. I don't know.
But now go vote. Chain Redfield. The runoff in the state of Georgia. This is for the Senate. This is for America.
And don't listen to Herschel Walker.
Don't listen to Donald Trump.
Don't listen to
David
Perdue.
Don't listen to Kelly.
She is hideous looking. She looks scary.
Very.
What? She scared me.
She would you date Kelly?
Hell to the no, no, no.
Even with the money that she has?
How much?
Because you know you said you
she
would
got a couple
do the
hundred.
Cougar thing. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, will I be a sugar baby?
Yes. If you were on POF and you came across Kelly.
I'll do it for the culture, dog.
You do it for the culture?
Yeah.
Would you OnlyFans her?
OnlyFans her?
Yes. Would you like just make videos with her and, you know, for online activities?
Yes, I would.
Would you do it for?
I'll do it for the people.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's what I was about to ask. Okay.
This is who you want to vote for? Them cheeks.
Dirty, dirty politics, huh? Dirty politics.
This is what she spends her time doing, getting these cheeks clapped.
Do you think you could date a politician?
Not now. I could. It, Keisha.
Okay, so what if your spouse or just a girl you were dating, she told you, I'm about to get jumping this mayor race.
Yeah,
just out of the blue. She never been into politics. But one day, and she's serious, and you know when she's serious, she just hit you with it. Hey, I'm running for city council.
I would be supporting her 100%.
Okay.
That's just me. That's some dope shit.
Okay, so what about when it start getting down to dirty politics and, you know, they start digging up backgrounds and then they start, you know, they come at you?
I'm going to have to represent.
And you're going to be who you are.
I'm going to get my
with all
minutes.
Your shortcomings and shortfalls in life.
Hey, man. I'll still be down with it because it's some dope shit.
Would you run for office?
I think I would, to be honest with you. I'm not going to say I wouldn't because I think I'll be able to do it at some point in my life. I would want to, you know, it's not something I say that I would never do, because I think I would do that.
I think I would.
The opportunity.
I think I would.
Because that's a big thing, man. That's just not, you know, a normal thing to jump into.
I mean, because I'm a natural leader.
Yeah, because, you know what I'm saying, that would be something I would want to do. Definitely.
I don't even think I would hesitate. I would. Not now, so don't nobody come texting me and hitting my phone talking about, I think
Chief
you should
Mayor.
Do it. Yeah, but
Chief of Mayor 2021.
I think, like you said, one day that might be. I was told I was going to be a preacher. I don't know. Maybe.
Why don't you think
I want to be an after-hours radio DJ?
Why don't you think that? Like black
DJ
people don't. Why
you
think that's not? That's not a thing. DJ Easy.
After-hours DJ. Nah, what you say?
Why don't you think that's a thing? You know, in black people, like, you know, that's not something like they want to be a ball player, football, baseball, rapper, sell dope. But you don't ever hear like, I want to be a politician.
Yeah,
I'm not
white,
saying that
white kids want to be senators. Yeah. They want to be governors.
Yeah.
You know, we'll say president, but we won't say we want to be the mayor or the city council.
Yeah, your councilman
or the county commissioner
or senate
or nothing like that. You know what I mean? But we do grow into those roles. You know what I'm saying? Later on in life, we might not say it when we're growing up. We might want to be the drug dealer that we know from our neighborhood. But then we end up being a preacher or we end up being a musician or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But just don't be an aspiration when we're young.
Yeah, I don't think that's something that black parents really try to.
Some do, some don't.
Yeah, some on the end, but I don't think enough. We're like, hey man, get into these politics.
Would you put politics on your kids?
I wouldn't put it on.
Being who you are right now.
I wouldn't force it on, but I'll definitely introduce it to them.
Okay, yeah, me too.
One thing I always said is that I would want to get my kids and let them know all the opportunities that are out there.
Yeah.
Because there's so many fields, so many jobs out there that people don't even know about.
I'm going to tell you one field, man, that I wish a lot more men and women get into. Construction.
Oh, man.
Construction. Just think about it. Everywhere you go, they building. Everywhere you go, they building.
And you see, you know this, we're talking about jobs that our community don't talk about.
Yeah.
But I guarantee the other community, those are the places that they put in their kids in.
Yep.
Because, man, it's money.
That's the Hispanic community.
Oh, whew.
Yeah. Plumbing.
Plumbing.
Carpentry. Man, those some big, big fields, man. But we see basketball, we see football, we see baseball, we see
labor.
We see a big check at one time. That outweighs every Friday. Yeah. Every Friday.
Yeah.
Every Friday, now my back hurt. Every Friday, my knees hurt. You know what I'm saying? That outweighs that.
True.
And we see our uncles, our mamas, our aunties, our daddies, or whoever. We see what it do to them, and we lock it in our head. Hey, I got this opportunity. I can rap. I'm going for it. I'm gonna do it. Or I can play ball. I'm gonna do it.
But
I might be smart enough to be a politician. But I'm not gonna do that. I might be handy enough to be a plumber. I'm not gonna do that because I see this basketball check over here, and it's fast, and I can get it.
I think they see their parents in the wrong positions on those certain fields, so it might turn them off. That makes sense.
Yeah,
they don't see him in the positions of power, but it don't mean that they can't be put on.
Yeah,
it's just about, man. You just gotta let them know. You don't got to do what I did. You can do something better than I did at the same field.
Exactly. I wouldn't try to push on my child all my talents, all my skills.
And that's a thing for everybody. Everybody. They want their kid to be who they couldn't be.
Yeah.
Or they want them to be who they want.
I wouldn't do that.
You can't do that because that child is either going to resent it or he's going to resent it.
I was about to say, that's the main thing.
Ain't no
in
between.
That's the main thing.
No in between, man. Because you don't ever know. That kid might not want to, be a surgeon.
Yeah.
And you don't push him away from that. And
I met somebody before and I knew their dad. And I told them, I said, when you around your dad, it's like you've been kidnapped. You look in shock. You know, you a whole different person. And he was like, yeah, because y'all don't know my dad. And I was like, what you mean we don't know your dad? You know, I'm thinking your dad touched you or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was like, his dad, he said he liked music before.
Mm-hmm.
But his dad pushed it on him so hard, he ran him away from it.
Wow.
He ran him away from it because his dad wanted to be a musician.
Mm.
And it didn't work out for him because he started having kids. So he found out he had the love for it, and he said it was just the way he was handling it. And he said he ain't never did music anymore.
Now, do you think... I don't think they do it on purpose. I think it's just, you know what I'm saying... what they feel is right at the time.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man.
You can't make them see it as wrong. They're going to see that it's right.
What are they going to say? I did the best thing that I thought I could do for my child.
For you, yep.
That I thought for my child. But I definitely think that communication between kids and parents are a key.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't never know what type of talent your kid has.
Yeah.
You might be amazed at how smart your kid would be. You can do something big.
Yep. You gotta just let them grow into who they gonna be.
Who they are.
Yeah.
But
they disown them if they wanna be
something else.
A different sex and all that. Man, you have to let the kids be who they gonna be. Not all the way like Dwayne Wade, but no disrespect. But you know, just have to let the kids be who they gonna be, man, and just let it be organic. Don't rush it, don't push it. Cause it didn't happen to you that way. So that's why I say.
Exactly.
Or even if it happened to you that way, that should make you not want it to happen for them that way. You know what I'm saying?
You would hope so, but you know a lot of people be scarred mentally from it and they just carry it on to the next generation. But you can only hope they wanna break the cycle.
Yeah.
But you know, that's how life is, man. I guess they doing what they can. what they think is best.
Yeah, but I don't know. Me being the father of none, I couldn't tell you, you know what I'm saying? But I just know I wouldn't push, like, I'm a hell of a rapper, I'm a hell of a music producer, and all of that. But I wouldn't push that on my children. I wouldn't push that. If my kids wanted to be fucking secretaries, then that's what they gonna go be. You know what I mean? It's whatever. As long as you're doing something positive. I'm not gonna be sad. I'm not gonna say, you don't want a drum machine? You mean you want a doll? You don't want a drum machine? You don't want a guitar? You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna surprise you with a whole music studio, and I know damn well you want a video game.
You ain't gonna want nothing.
I done went and bought you Pro Tools and everything.
This little man don't even appreciate nothing I do for him, man.
But some parents are selfish like that.
They are. Yeah. And it's not a good thing.
No.
But
I'm glad I got to be who I wanted to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it just so happened that my mom loved music, my dad loved music, but that was never pushed on us. Like, y'all need to go do something with some damn music. Nah, that was never pushed. It just was organic.
What do you think about the parents of these rappers?
I don't know, man. Sometimes,
you know, they're getting younger and younger, and the parents are involved in these kids' career, like, from the jump.
Yeah, yeah.
You think they have positive influence based on how you seen rappers end up, especially these young dudes?
It start good, but once that major label machine get a hold of that situation, you know what I'm saying? When it starts, it's good because you got the momager or the dadager. I made that word up. /manager. And it's small. Mm. And you just got the few little people that's around or whatever.
Yeah.
Take that situation to Def Jam. It's bigger.
I say that because
parents kind of get pushed away. Unless they real, real strong now.
Yeah.
Kind of get pushed away. And that's what take those kids to drugs and the rest of it.
And that's why I brought that question up. Because I'm thinking about all these young rappers done lost their life. And these kids young, G. Yep. They young. And you sit back, you thinking like, dang, where were the parents at in these situations?
Yep.
Were there ever any parents? Or if they was, what happened? Or how they feeling? Like, I don't think people really, you know, think about that. Like, these are kids, man. These ain't no grown man. I'm trying to, like, where were these parents at?
It's sad.
You know what I'm saying? Where the mama, where the daddy at? You know what I'm saying? So, hey, man.
Even when they, like, 20 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. You still going to be around your mama.
Yeah. And
depending on all that. It's like, man.
And they should have their parents around because they dealing with a lot of money. They dealing with a lot of stress.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot to deal with. So, they should have their parents around. Either both, one of them. But it should be... Parents should be fully involved, man. I think that would save a lot of them.
Because, like I said, decisions
when they start out doing the talent shows and all that, you got the parents in that circle. But once that bigger machine get a hold of that situation, man.
Bye, mama. Bye, daddy.
That's it.
I don't need you no more.
We're going to put them with Michael Jackson's manager. We no longer need the momager or the dadager. We're going to put them with this person's manager. It's going to be a big name. We're going to put them with this agency group. And then that's when it happens. That's when it happens.
I feel bad for them.
Because when you dealing with your parents, that's that respect.
It
feel
is.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Certain things you're going to do, certain things you're not going to do.
And
certain situations
you're going
to put your parents in,
like
certain
that.
You're not.
Yeah.
But when they done push your parents to the side and they say, we got them, we're going to take care of them. You're going to start doing what you think you should have been doing from the jump.
What? You ain't lying.
You're going to be wilding. You're going to be wilding.
It's like you got sent to Jamaica for vacation. You just living there.
Yep. You're going to be wilding. Because I don't have to tone it down because I got my mom or I got my dad or whatever. I can just wild out.
They honestly need that for a little bit longer than they think they do.
Yeah.
They do. And so I guess you can only just encourage these parents to, hey man, don't never let go of their hand.
At least see them through the hit process.
Yeah.
Then
the after effect.
Yeah, because exactly.
That after effect is gonna be, you don't know how long that's gonna last.
They get that hit, their head going to the ceiling.
You don't know, you gotta be like, son,
I don't have a mom or dad or nobody here. Just I'm basically calling the shots. We Wildin'.
I signed this, I buy this.
But like you said, the after effect, if you keep the parents through that whole process, then
you're gonna be solid.
It'd be different.
Like you said, man, that when that money hits your hand and you 19, 20 years old and mama and daddy ain't here around to tell you what to do with it.
Yep.
Ooh. They definitely ignoring their calls.
Well, we hope y'all soaking up all of that free game, man.
Trip.
Just a little game, man, for those out there. All the mama just, daddy just, you know, doing their thing with their kids with this entertainment. It can be rough. It go up, it go down, it be stagnant. But stick through it.
Yes, sir.
Believe in what your children got going on. It'll happen.
And all these
share the same vision.
And to these young rappers, listen to me, please. Keep your circle tight and keep your circle strong.
Tight as a gnat's pussy, but go ahead.
The people that you have around you are gonna, you know, determine the outcome of your success, whether you believe it or not.
Facts.
If they ain't got your best interest at heart, you don't need them around. All right? And to the folks that's around them.
And sometimes you don't know at the beginning who got your best interest at heart, because I thought somebody had the best interest at heart of me, yeah, but it didn't. But go ahead.
But yeah, to the people that's around these rappers, if you ain't got their best interest at heart, man, get away from them. Because all you're going to do is drive them to extinction and you ain't going to have nothing left for yourself. Yeah. But saying that, it's Mad Minds. It's the boy Maul.
Merry Christmas.
And a happy 1st of January.
Mad Minds. Go vote. War not. Oslo.
No Herschel.
Fuck Kelly.
Her ugly ass.
Shy stand, rich ass Dave Perdue.